Federal News Radio executive editor Jason Miller is here. Your story up now on federalnewsradio.com about the continuing battle between Tech America and the IT Industry Council and another parry in that battle. What's the latest there, Jason?
The IT Industry Council submitted some documents to court asking the court to dismiss the Tech America lawsuit against them, ITI, as well as the three employees who used to be at Tech America or who are now at the IT Industry Council running their public sector shop that they just opened up. That's Trey Hodgkins, Pam Walker, and Carol Hinton. And basically what they're saying is ITI believes that the Tech America lawsuit has no grounds. They called it fatally flawed. They said it doesn't meet the standards of law. It was very fascinating. We have a link to the full both documents on federalnewsradio.com for people to see. But long story short is they're saying that it just doesn't hold water and it's, you know, the court should just dismiss it. Now, what's interesting is Tech America has already responded saying, oh, it holds water. Here's more evidence to that.
Should we be surprised about this kind of back and forth? I mean, it seems like this is par for the course in this kind of thing. It's not like we've never seen this before in Washington.
I would say you're right. I mean, you know, someone sues, someone files a motion to dismiss, and then it becomes up to the court to decide, okay, does it go forward or not? And in fact, February 7th, so we have another month and a half, 2 months now until they really get into it, is when the next meeting of what the court will do will decide next. Now, what's unclear is whether they could rule on that dismissal motion sooner, and then that February 7th event that the meeting doesn't happen, or that February 7th is when they would rule. It's hard to say based on the documents that we received, but I think it's not surprising that there's kind of both sides are trying to get the last word in there. And this one's interesting because ITI basically says to the court, this legal action is imprudent. It's a waste of resources. And in fact, ITI has tried to achieve a goal to try to settle with Tech America. And what I'm reading between the lines here is Tech America said, no.
Yeah, we're not interested.
We're not interested because what we think the allegations that we're proposing against the ITI and the three former employees are serious enough that they really did damage to us.
Yeah.
On the other hand, ITI says, well, what damage did they really do? Because you can't say they stole companies because the companies are everyone knows who works for who, so it's not trade secrets were stolen. It's a very interesting back and forth as they kind of get into the nitty-gritty of what really happened. And that's hard to say what happened right now because all we know is what we read.
When you first reported on this, you mentioned the fact that it is prime recruiting season for these companies or for these councils as they try to recruit companies to renew or sign up for the coming year. Do we have any sense of what any of this has meant for any of those recruiting efforts?
I've talked to a handful of companies around people, representatives from around the community, and a lot of people are definitely following this very closely. No one said to me, well, we're not going to go back to them or Tech America. We're just going to go with ITI.
Right.
But people, I think, are very much watching this. And I think Sean Osborne, who's the president of Tech America and the Tech America board, realizes this as well. He said, actually, in an email to the Tech America board, we will make a decision about a new public sector leader by the end of the month, so end of December. And they're hiring a handful of candidates who they're looking at. I'm not sure yet, but they're looking to hire someone. You know, if you think about it, who in the communities out there that could actually do this, there's not a lot of people. So they need a name and they need someone who can that the current members and potentially future members go, oh, that person, and be really impressed by. I think that's the key for Tech America.